So, this show tonight is about fucking life. Just the raw, uncut things you have to deal with in life. People die, people live, the people you don't like, the people you have to hang around with, the people that are not even good for you. Should not even be in your circle, should not be around you. There's certain things that you have to say, fuck life. Did that make sense? So, this is a motivational thing. This is relevant to the book that I have written. And the whole point is, life is not, these are situations I had to deal with just in this week. Life is not what they tell you in textbooks. Everybody, everything has different things that they have to deal with. You grow up thinking that, hey, if I get a good job, if I get an education, and if I do this and I do that, my life will be perfect. All of that shit is motherfucking lies. Oh, I cursed again. All of that is lies. All of it. Everything is going to be traumatic. Everything is going to be crazy. Everything is going to be entertaining. Everything is going to be good or bad. Now, your perspective of this, your perspective of how you deal with this is going to be totally up to you. So there are like four types of people. Wait, before you leave, give me a bottle of water. There are like four types of people. There are takers, givers, receivers, and lovers. So now you have to evaluate how all of these people are in your life and evaluate each person in your life as one of those aspects. Are they a taker, lover, giver, receiver? Whomever that may be for you. And you have to understand where to place those people in your life. So during this whole time of your living life and you're going through this process, it, at your age of, David Chappelle did a little skit about this, how do you react things at 21? How do you react things at 30, how do you react at things at 45, how do you react things at 50? I'm not 50 yet, but the first couple of things, like, you're so emotional at 20, right? Oh, I need a charger for this. It's in my bag. Get that for me. So at 21, you are so emotional. It's in the room on the counter. At 21, it's so emotional. You think that everything means everything, and it is, hello, you think that everything that means everything at 21. Everything means everything at 21. Like, if somebody talks bad about you, I gotta go approach them, I gotta go talk to them, I gotta go address the situation, I gotta go rah, 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 at 21, right? At 35, the situation's changed. The things in those manners change. You're like, well, is it worthy of addressing? Is there a point to address the situation? Why do you even talk to this person? It's not even relevant in my life. So does that make sense? So then you get 40, 45, above that. And it's like, there's no point in talking to these people about the situation. Because there are people you can talk to about emotional situations. There are people you can talk to about business situations. There are people you can talk to about life situations. But at some point in time, you have to understand that you cannot talk to all of these people about these different situations. Because some people are not equipped to have those conversations. Okay? So, have a nice day. So going in to 2021, we have, what is this? 20 9 more days, 28 more days going into 2021. Life is going to be so different. We have to now deal with the pandemic people as business owners. We have to deal with family pandemic people, pandemic period. Then we have to deal with business, life, structure, companies, the bullshit around that. And y'all need to get your minds right about all of this. At the end of the day, y'all need to really get your minds right about all of this and focus. If you're not a positive thinker, if you're not an emotional thinker, I need you guys to listen to me so, so much. Because everything is not based on emotion. Sometimes, if you remove your ego out of the conversation, you will be doing so much better. If you remove the unpurposed purpose out of the conversation, you will be doing so much better as an individual. The thing is when I look at people and I befriend people, I look at people, are you loyal to me? What is your asset? How can you help me? Are you doing anything to help me? What are you doing to take away from me? These are the things that you, as a person developing into an open-minded human being, are things that you need to actually say to yourself. So, you meet a new person, a guy, girl, I don't care. What are they doing for me? How are you contributing to my life? Are you beneficial to me? If you're not beneficial, either way, because you could be the unbeneficial person, and the person who is delivering could be the beneficial person. So, are you beneficial to the person who is giving you the advice, the content, the everything that they are proceeding? Because in life, in real life, somebody has to be beneficial to you for you to really understand and react to how they work and how they develop and what they're going through and to be able to respect them. Now, if you're only a taker, there's no respect in that. No respect in being a taker. If you're a manipulator, there's no respect in being a manipulator. So, understanding where you are in your life, where you are in your forecast, where you are in how you develop in your life, and what you're going for. Now, what is your strategy? Where are you going to? What are you trying to do? All have things to do with the dynamics of the people you hang around. Because sometimes you just need people to hype you up, motivate you, but they're bottom feeders. They're eating off of you. But you just want that motivation. So at every stage in your life, there are people who will do different things and say different things and motivate you. Now, if you're new to a community, new to an area, new to a situation, I think you need to really figure out where you belong. Because some of the people who come in your path will teach you how not to do the things you were doing. And sometimes you can continue to doing the things that you were doing, but you may have to change them up because you're dealing with a different standard of person. So tonight's broadcast is about fucking life. Now, my thing is like, I got jokes for days. You come into a new city, you want to be treated this way, you want to be treated that way. And you do things to be accepted. Does it work for you? Yay or nay? But everything is about the perception, the idea, the things that you want when you want them. So sometimes situations that need to be let go. You just have to let it go. Just be the person who you can be at that moment of time. Just be the individual that you want to be. Because if you focus on the things that you hold on from the past, it will actually bog you down and move you away from the focus that you have right now. So that's one thing. Then, when you are reprogramming yourself and trying to teach yourself how to be positive, how to be motivated, how to push forward, how to do this, how to do that, right? You want a new position in your job, but everybody in your system is a freaking hater. How do you justify those haters in your job? How do you make your haters your motivators where they can actually get you where you want to be and do the things that you want to do? So at that point in time in your life, you need to actually evaluate what they're saying about you. Use that as a positive aspect in your life and grow from it. Don't use it as they're talking about you. Don't use it as you're offended about it. Use that as a positive aspect. Hey, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. Okay, I understand. I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do this, I don't do that. So now I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. So you have to figure out how to maneuver in that way. When that pandemic came in 2020, we were all like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It's only going to be 2 weeks. Then 2 weeks became 4 weeks. It became 8 weeks. It became 6 months, 9 months into it. Some of us was hit hard in the beginning. Some of us hit less likely. But in that whole process, what mental change did you do to make you better as an individual, as a human being? So with that being said, going into this holiday season, going into everything that's going on, it's the time to really, really pay attention to your surroundings, evaluate everything that's moving and shaking around you, and be blessed. Because there has not been many economical issues that affected 100% of the United States. Now, everybody was like, oh, I was affected this way, I was affected this way, I was affected this way. But everybody was affected mentally, physically, and emotionally. Financially, you could beg a differ on all of that. But if you really think about it, your mental, your physical, and your emotional were your bigger dramatics. Because if your mental and your physical and your emotional is not where it needs to be, fuck money. Money doesn't mean anything. Money does not mean anything to you. If you cannot function mentally, physically, and emotionally, money does not mean nothing. You can make all the money, but you can't go to the store to spend it, right? Because now you're sitting here thinking about this and that, that and this, da, da, da. Now, everybody had to make these mental, physical, and emotional changes in their lives during this. So corporate people who kept their jobs, government workers who kept their jobs all the time, now, mentally, I have to learn to work at home. I don't get up and go to my job every day and do what I have to do. So now I have to work at home. Now, is my work getting done at home? Am I being more productive at home? Am I more effective at home? Some of you guys are yes. According to the way the government is moving right now, all of y'all government workers were ineffective because everything is moving slower. We need to put y'all back on the freaking time clock because y'all don't evaluate the time for the things that needs to be done. Because y'all are like, oh, but now the distractions that you had were different distractions. The things that you have to put forward were different distractions. You know what I mean? So now, if you don't live by yourself and you have a family, you say you're going to work from home, and you're working from home, and you're like, I'm going to do this right now. Okay, I can go to the store right now. I can do whatever you want to do. But now you may have to work later because the work that you didn't do wasn't getting done. It's life. So now you have to adjust. You have to adjust to that work home atmosphere, that work home life. So the next thing when you're going to it, now you have to adjust with the family, your friends, the people who come by, the way people, hey, this one don't have a job no more because they were laid off because they worked at the bar. So now they want to pop up at your house every day and party, 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 all get wasted. And you're like, yo, I still got to go to work in the morning. For the people who actually had to work during this whole pandemic from home. Then you got the barking dog in the background. You got the kids in the background. You have everything in the background. And you have to do all of this and still maintain your mental, physical attitude at work. Remember, none of these distractions happen to you at work. Okay, now, team entrepreneurs, right? Either you are super focused or super unfocused. One or two. Now, for some of us, we can be super duper focused on what the plan is and how the plan works and what we're going through and what we're developing. And I have created so much more stuff during this pandemic than I would ever with, because the places that I would have gone for distraction freaking shut down, or they close early, or I can't get there. So, hey, I'm at home. What do? I don't drink at home all the time, so might as well be productive, or I get a little bit more sleep, or I work out more, or I'm doing this. All of those are beneficial to us at the same time. So, but what are you doing to develop the person of who you are? Now, you've had almost 7 months home. You may have been stressed about making money. You may have been stressed about this. You may have been stressed about that. But did you let that stress overcome you? Or did you let that stress empower you? Was that stress one of those things that took so much burden on you that you could not function? If that is the case, you have a much bigger issue. Because in some counties, some areas, you couldn't get put out your house or your apartment until they opened up the court. So you had that opportunity to make yourself beneficial, to capitalize on what you were doing to make yourself money. So, we're going into 2021. We're not talking about 2020 no more. What are you going to do to change your life right now? You can have a dynamic change in your life, in your functionality, in the way you move, in the way you talk, in the way you speak, in the way you look, in the way you are. You can have a new everything. Now, if you took 2020 to evaluate yourself, now you can take 2021 to create yourself, 2022 to make yourself. So think about it like this. Frankenstein. How long did Count Dracula take to make Frankenstein? It took him some years. But when he made Frankenstein, it made him the ingredient to spawn from millions of baby Draculas. Found a way, made billions of Draculas. Now, some of y'all think that I'm crazy talking about this, But this is real fucking life. This is good shit. So, it took him years to create Frankenstein. He had to create multiple Frankenstein. He had to recreate the Frankenstein. Some of the Frankensteins were not working properly. But at the end of the day, he created one that created his spawn. So coming in to 2020, we thought we was on balling status. I was up. Came in the year making money. I was like, oh, the year starts off like this, I'm doing great. And then it was like pandemic. When all my money is in, how people move. So now, when my life is changed by how people move, I have to readjust. I'm trying to motivate people. I'm trying to talk to people about starting their own business. I'm trying to help people create their own things. But yo, MF, don't move fast enough. So I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Thank God Georgia was a free state, as we call it now, the pandemic. We opened first. They saved us first. Now you go up north, it's totally different. It's the total opposite of the whole slavery thing, which is kind of crazy. It's kind of funny. Because up north, y'all was locked down. Y'all was slaves for years. Now y'all locked in your house. And y'all can't make no money. But come to Georgia. Y'all can make as much money as you want to, but don't stay too long, because there's Georgians here to need. You can't manipulate all our own people, goddammit. But my whole thing is like understanding where you are in the way of life that you're going to live, and how you got to motivate, and how you got to move, and how you got to do things will make you a more successful person. You have to take your disadvantage and make it an advantage. So everybody that is on my live, that's on my circle, that is from the north, and y'all are shut down, y'all have opportunity to freaking think. Maybe y'all need more time to think. And right now, where I'm at, we thought, we conquered, we're successful. We succeeded. We have developed. I wrote a book. I finished my book. I didn't write it this year, but I finished my book this year. I have a new planner that's being launched. I have other books that are going on. I have online courses that are being launched right now. I have multiple phases of things. Send me your email. Send me your DM. Tell me where you are. Tell me what you want to do. And let me help you grow into the person that you want to be. I am here to help you guys. That's all I'm here for. That's my whole motive. I created my own brand. My Be Unique brand is here to strive. That brand is even developed to help everybody. That brand is developed to the profit that will make that brand. If y'all buy for prestige of the profits, partial proceeds of the profits, so I have to reinvest. It's a 50-50. So I have to reinvest. We'll go to another entrepreneur trying to become a business owner. So you can check out my website, beunique.today, and purchase something. For the simple fact is, like, that is going to help the next person, the next entrepreneur grow. I have my assistant. We have her incubator project on focus right now. We're developing her. We're building her. We're getting her motivated. We're teaching her strategies. We're making her do the things that she needs to do so she is equipped with the tools so she can make the money way before the people who are not even listening right now. So if you're listening to this, take the time to understand, it's the Christmas holiday. If y'all have a splurge, splurge, splurge. If you don't have a splurge, I understand. It's okay. But there's so much free opportunities on my website. I have a free business directory blog. I mean, business directory you can go in, which helps your business grow. It helps your business get seen more on Google. Google is all organic leads, unless you're going to pay. So you might as well make sure you're posting on other people's sites. If you Google I am unique, right? I got the whole front page. So why would you want your business associated with mine? I have no negative aspects. So my thing is now, think about how you can use people that are beneficial to you to evolve, to make yourself a better human being. Make yourself, your business better. Make yourself grow. Make you do everything that needs to be done. So, this is me as I am unique, right? Your DIY business coach. I want you to really, really, I really like to help people. I really love this shit. Like, if you can't see my sincerity in this, like, my goal is to help people make them a better person. Anything I can do, I get so much free information out. I get so much free thought out that being affiliated with me is always going to be beneficial to you. Because at the end of the day, my goal is to help you grow. I'm going to grow if you grow. If you're successful, I'm successful. Those are the thoughts, those are the motivations, those are the things that you need to think about while you're looking at what's going on right now. A lot of people are out here only to help themselves. I've always promoted that I am out here to help you grow, to help you be better, to help you be successful. People are like, why do you want everybody else to be successful? Why do you want everybody to be growing? Da, 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 da. My thing is if you're growing and I helped you to grow, what does that make me? A freaking farmer. I am a farmer. I want to farm and cultivate the best crops ever. Why? Because what happens when a farmer cultivates a little crop? Doesn't he make a lot of money? Just saying. So, this is me, your DIY business coach. We're coming into 2021. Be ready. Be motivated. Check out my website, iamuniquewright.com. Check out beunique.today. So, .today is the .com of today. So, beunique.today. Simple. I try to keep it simple, stupid. Simple. If you don't want to buy through my website, I am published on Amazon, Kindle, Facebook, YouTube. Check me out. Research me. Google me. Look for me. Find me. I am here to make you a better you. That's all I'm here for. So, check me out. Let me know how you feel about it. Give me your opinion. Those are the thoughts that I want. So, this is I Am Unique, Right? I'm going to sign off. It's a holiday week. All of you guys are focused on your own thing. I may go live again, and I may go focused again on about small businesses. So if anybody wants to be part of my small business live, DM me, Facebook message me, like me, request, put in the comments on YouTube. Contact me in some way, some form, and I will make you I'll put you on my small business spotlight so that you can be exposed to tell your life, tell what you do, and how you will grow and be successful in your life as of right now. So, this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach, and I'm signing off. Y'all have a great day.